Ingham County Treasurer Eric Schertzing. Eric, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tony. Good to be with you.
We are going to talk about a couple of topics today. One of those is that the Ingham County properties in danger of tax foreclosure have been published. They've been put in one publication. Tell us about this.
We do this every year about this time. Folks can find it on our website, ingham.org. It's also in the City Pulse for the next 3 weeks. This is probably the worst year we're going to have next year. Everything on property taxes lags. So we're looking at the 2009 property taxes, which were the high year for delinquency. Now, potentially, some of them are coming to tax foreclosure March 31st of next year. So that's the list that's out. We put it out to raise public awareness. We want folks to check the list for themselves, for their family, for people they know at, church or work, to make sure there isn't somebody on here that you know or love that might be in danger of losing their property because of back taxes.
Beyond the information that this property is in trouble, what other information is available?
Well, in our region, 211 is the major helpline for the nonprofit counseling folks. People can certainly call our office. We have hundreds and hundreds of people every year on payment plans. We don't want the property, so there are ways that folks can find help out there. But we also send this out, for example, and we have for years to the faith community, hoping there's somebody in the different churches and stuff like that that'll go through and see, who do I know that I thought was okay that is suffering in the economy, and if I reach out to them, can I help them get back on top of things?
All right. Now, so if you go to this list, which I'm currently at, and it was easy to get to. It's just a click on the, I went to the Ingham County Treasurer's, your page, and this list is here. It tells you how to get a hearing. It provides all types of information on what you can do, and then the specifics about what the name of the individual company or property is and how much they owe. Is that correct?
Correct. And these, of course, are folks that for the last 2 years we've been sending, tax statements to. We've done property searches. We've knocked on the doors if there's a structure there, posted the properties. So the folks that we can reach by mail or through title work, I think we've found them. The important thing for folks to realize is we need their help to find people that aren't easily found or contacted. Is there somebody whose, mental capacity for whatever reason has been slipping, and when they get those things in the mail, they don't know to do something about it?
Now, a lot of what people owe, it looks to be manageable, but there are some where the numbers are huge. For example, Bank of New York Mellon and Bank of America, does that mean that those banks have notes on certain properties?
And that's another thing, because this list does seem so large. But, this is whoever has an interest in the property. So there might be a home with two mortgages, so all three, the owner and both of the mortgage companies, like you've cited, would be listed. If it's a commercial property, which owes some of the larger amounts sometimes, it isn't unusual for there to be six different parties of interest. So we list them all in here. This isn't each line is an individual property. It's about 1,600 properties that got published this year, which is up about 7% from last year.
Now, addresses aren't listed. They are listed as parcels. So how can one go out and find out what a parcel address is?
If you go to the bottom or the back of the list, depending on if you're on the computer or in the paper, there is a listing by parcel number that tells you the address.
All right. How much does all this total up? I'm sure you've got that number, knowing you.
Well, we started out at about 26 million. We're down to about 6. A lot of people will come in between now and March 31st and pay these off. But we probably are looking at, we had about 275 tax foreclosures last year, I think, or this year. I think next year, because these numbers are up, we might be looking at close to 300 of them. And that'll be, several million dollars of uncollected taxes.
You know, what's interesting to see, too, if you go further down the list, this isn't just where you might think are the poorer parts of the county. There are lots of properties listed in East Lansing and Okemos and so on and so forth. So a lot of folks still seem to be struggling. And just to make sure that we're clear on this, this isn't property that has been foreclosed. This is a list of properties that are in danger. And in a lot of instances, as you just mentioned, people will come in and pay what they owe.
Yeah, there's a huge listing of the Internal Revenue Service because they have a lot of liens against properties. There's a lot of developments in here that, have just hung on by a shoestring. So it's a whole mixture of people's homes to development property to commercial.
All right, then one more item I'd like to talk to you about is the Tri-County Area Partners have received a grant to help residents become banked, if you will. Community Economic Development Association of Michigan and the Asset Independence Coalition have announced that they received an $8,000 grant to improve access to financial services in Eaton, Clinton, and Ingham counties. The grant is from the National Community Tax Coalition. Tell me, what are these funds supposed to do?
Well, there's a lot of folks in our community, 15 to 20%, that don't fall into the normal banking or credit union relationships that most of us have. And they go to check cashing places that charge them a lot of money for the financial services that you and I enjoy for practically nothing. So this is one of the pieces of things that the Asset Independence Coalition takes on, in addition to running the pre-tax preparation program with the Internal Revenue Service. So we're trying to find, work with, and set low-income households up with more affordable, less costly financial products at credit unions and banks. So that they, get more of that money in that check rather than going to a check cashing place.
So the $8,000 is to prove assets and will help folks. What does that mean? Are you going to set up a website, phone lines?
Well, we've had some stuff at the Asset Independence Coalition. So we're going to boost the web presence. We work with, 211 is a great community resource, and we have beefed up the resources at 211 for people to call and get connected. And then in conjunction with the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, where we help several thousand families in the Tri-County area bring several million dollars worth of tax refunds back into the community, we will be reaching out to all of those folks with information on safe and affordable financial products that they can hopefully make use of to save on check cashing fees and other things like that.
All right. The information you sent me, Eric, is kind of startling. About 7% of all Ingham County residents are unbanked, and in Lansing it's a little bit better at 10%, but a lot of folks just don't do their business through banks.
Well, and a lot of them, even those that are banked often, it just means they have a savings account. And a lot of those people, because they've had a history, they've had problems. People fall on hard times and, they're trying to take care of their family and keep the heat on. They do things they probably shouldn't. A lot of those folks that have some banking relationship still will rely upon check cashing places when they have a check.
All right.
And that's expensive.
All right, Eric, we appreciate you coming on the program this morning. We've been talking with Ingham County Treasurer Eric Schertzing. And for people who want more information about the tax foreclosures that have been published and help and trying to get out of trouble financially, where do they go?
you know, they can just go to the Ingham.org website and go into the Treasury page, and they'll find a link to take them to the entire list.
Merry Christmas, Eric.
Merry Christmas to you, Tony, and have all your listeners.